It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Many residents in the Ohio Valley believe they will benefit from a raise in the minimum wage.
And you know, if people have more spending money, we're going to generate more jobs. We're going to buy more products. I'd guarantee that if I made $15 an hour, I would actually buy a car for once.
Other residents think raising the minimum wage is a bad idea. We'll hear more from the Ohio Valley Resource in just a moment. This is West Virginia Morning. New research finds communities across the country, including some in West Virginia, can expect weeks of dangerously hot days in the coming decades as the climate crisis progresses. Brittany Patterson reports that the study comes as some parts of the state are preparing for a heat wave beginning this afternoon.
By the end of the century, West Virginians can expect a much hotter future if action to reduce global heat-trapping pollution isn't taken. This is according to a peer-reviewed study published this week by researchers from the science advocacy group, the Union of Concerned Scientists. The study modeled future heat indexes, a combination of temperatures and relative humidity, also known as what temperatures feel like. Historically in West Virginia, the heat index has hit above 100 degrees Fahrenheit on average one day per year. The study estimates by the year 2100, this would increase to 42 days. By the end of the century, about 1.1 million people would be exposed to a heat index above 105 degrees Fahrenheit for the equivalent of a month or more each year. Exposure to extreme heat can be dangerous or even fatal, according to the Centers for Disease Control. The National Weather Service in Charleston has issued an excessive heat warning that goes into effect starting around noon on Friday and lasts through Saturday night. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted yesterday to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, the first wage increase in a decade. One report predicts that in large portions of eastern Kentucky, southern West Virginia, and southeastern Ohio, roughly 40% of workers would see some increase in wages. Becca Schimmel explains.
Behind a consignment shop in Moorhead, Kentucky, and up a flight of stairs, there's a row of apartments where Eric McIntosh lives.
I'm from eastern Kentucky. I'm 24, and I work for a sandwich shop for minimum wage.
McIntosh is one of the many low-wage workers in the region, hoping to see an increase in the federal minimum wage, which hasn't changed in 10 years. One analysis of the higher wage shows that more than 93,000 workers would benefit in the congressional district where McIntosh lives, an area with some of the nation's lowest per capita income. McIntosh says he is constantly worried about the money he'll take home.
The anxiety of poverty, right? You know, you're nervous, right, about every single check that you're going to get. If it's going to be enough, that keeps you up at night, and that just makes your work even worse. Everything you do is just kind of like set up to only be half as good as it should be.
Transportation is a common problem for rural people working for minimum wage. McIntosh says he's often had to rely on others for his transportation, and he's seen coworkers lose their job because they can't afford a minor car repair.
And, you know, if people have more spending money, we're going to generate more jobs. We're going to buy more products. I'd guarantee that if I made $15 an hour, I would actually buy a car for once.
The Congressional Budget Office says a $15 an hour minimum wage could boost pay for 17 million workers and lift more than 1 million people out of poverty. But the CBO also warns that more than 1 million jobs could be lost. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, argues small and mid-sized businesses would not be able to increase revenue enough to cover the cost of higher wages. The group also said employers would be forced to increase prices or cut costs by laying people off. Fred Bauman with Bauman Paper in Lexington is one such businessman. The company is a third-generation, family-owned and operated wholesale distributor of paper, plastic, and other sanitary supplies. I met him at one of the many businesses his company supplies, a hotel and restaurant.
My dad started the company in 1950.
Bauman is chairman of the company board, and now his daughter runs the business. Bauman says they already pay many of their employees about $14 to $15 an hour, but if the minimum wage increases, they'll feel the pressure to pay more.
We're paying what the market demands us to pay in order to get the competent workers and to retain them.
When we first spoke, Bauman didn't know what the federal minimum wage was. He assumed it was around $10 an hour. The federal rate and Kentucky's is $7.25. Bauman worries that a much higher minimum wage will reduce worker motivation.
People have to have a certain amount of initiative rather than stuff being handed to them. And my perspective is if you automatically get $15 an hour, then where's the incentive?
He says his company might have to look at whether they're better off investing in automation. The Economic Policy Institute, a left-leaning think tank, conducted a separate analysis that cast doubt on the CBO's projections of job losses. EPI economist Ben Zipper says there is another way of looking at the effects on businesses.
It is true that businesses hire fewer workers after a minimum wage increase, but they also have to hire fewer workers just because fewer workers are leaving their job.
The bill now goes to the Republican-led Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he won't take up the bill. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:49. Mostly sunny and hot today with highs in the upper 80s and 90s. Heat index values as high as 110 in some areas. There is an excessive heat warning and advisory in effect from noon today to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening for most areas of the state. Support for the weather forecast is provided by Yeager Airport, CRW, West Virginia's gateway to the world. More at YeagerAirport.com. And by Mountain State Brewing Company, serving craft beer and wood-fired flatbreads in Morgantown, Bridgeport, and McHenry, Maryland, online at mountainstatebrewing.com. Emmy Award-winning actor Jeff Daniels is also an accomplished singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He recently appeared on Mountain Stage along with the Ben Daniels Band, led by his son, which also includes Jeff's daughter, Amanda. The elder Daniels wrote our song of the week, Good on the Bad Side of Town.
My father passed away about 6 years ago, and he said a lot of things, and after he'd passed, I sat down with the guitar and tried to remember as many of them as I could. He was a small-town man with a big heart and a lot of wisdom. Well, my father said, son, you best treat everyone just the same. Got your winners and losers, and the rest of us are just staying in the game. He said life is a gift. If you're lucky, you'll get to live it every day. It helps to believe in something if you're falling to your knees to pray. He said, forever is forever, tomorrow's here, yesterday's gone. And if you give it a try, the truth will decide right and wrong. He said, for every man who stumbles, there's another man who's fallen to the floor. Boy, you best understand your helping hand is the only thing that man is open for. He said, always be looking for the good on the bad side of town. Even the high and mighty end up 6 feet deep in the ground. And a poor man ain't nothing but a rich man who's getting kicked around. Boy, you best always be looking for the good on the bad side of town. said far too few just sit back. It's far too many fade away. I know nothing's guaranteed, but that's far too high a price for some to pay. Bad luck just happens. Sometimes dreams don't come true. By being kind to strangers, you run the risk of them being kind to you. You said always be looking for the good on the bad side of town. Even the high and mighty end up 6 feet deep in the ground. And a poor man ain't nothing but a rich man who's getting kicked around. Boy, you best always be looking for the good on the bad side of town. Never understand why money makes the man, or so they say. Hell, I never needed sunshine, you know, when I had it made in the shade. And Jesus had compassion, so don't let yours fall out of fashion, that's what he said to me. Your son, the poorest man you ever saw, be the richest man that you will ever see. He said, always be looking for the good on the bad side of town. Even the high and mighty end up 6 feet deep in the ground. And a poor man ain't nothing but a rich man who's getting kicked around. Boy, you best always be looking for the good on the bad side of town.
That was the Jeff Daniels Band and the Ben Daniels Band performing live on Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.